about that.
Okay. Now, could you think of a name for that, the thing that kind of goes around?
Oh, I couldn't.
Have you ever heard of the term Flying Jenny?
Flying
is
Jenny.
That, okay.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Flying Jenny. Yeah. Why in the world didn't I think of that?
If you have an old tire, sometimes you'll throw a rope over a tree. You'll have
make a tree swing.
Okay.
Like
and what do you carry?
I've swung on grapevine swings.
What do you call something you carry coal in?
Coal scuttle.
Okay. And let's see, what runs from the stove to the chimney? If you have a coal burning stove.
What would
it goes from
oh,
the stove?
A pipe.
Okay. But any special word for it? I mean just like stove pipe or just
stove pipe, I reckon that's all. And sometimes they have a damper in them up so high and you turn the damper and turn it the heat down and turn it up.
If you have a farm and you're trying to pick rocks out of a field,
you might have a
kind of a little box with one wheel in the front and two poles coming out.
Are you talking about a wheel box?
Right, okay. And if you're trying to sharpen a knife, you might use a
grindstone.
Okay, and if it's not movable, what is it?
If
are there's some kind that you can do?
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
Grindstone. My daddy had a grindstone that you would. It was rigged up in some kind of a thing that. Are you talking about an emery now too?
Right. Well, if it's just a.
But
a
this grindstone
that
we turn like that.
Something that you have to go like that on in one direction. Is that an emery? Just a piece of stone that
no,
can't be moved.
No, a hone. Let's see. Oh, big old one. Let's see, what would you call that?
Like a whetstone? Or a rubstone?
I guess. I don't know about them, but I know a grindstone because I've turned that wheel for Papa to grind axe a lot of times and different tools,
mm-hmm.
You know.
What do you they call what I've got outside that I drive?
Your car?
Yeah.
An automobile?
Okay. And let's see, when you have some sticky stuff that
meat drippings,
right? Or just to describe all of it, if you have a whole bunch of it,
grease,
right? Okay, and if
had a lot of that bacon had a lot of grease in it.
Okay,
it went away to grease.
If someone served you some bacon that had a whole lot on it, you'd say this bacon is pretty
greasy.
Okay. And
you can always put it out on paper towel roll, don't
right,
you?
Right.
Take the grease out.
If you had a stove and it acquired a sticky substance like a gasoline and you had a tank of it in the back, what do you call that sticky?
Butane gas.
Or what do you put in a car to lubricate it? Real thick.
Oh, oil?
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. And before electricity, you had lamps like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that fluid?
Oh, kerosene.
Okay, any other?
We call it coal oil.
Coal oil. I just wondered if that was the same thing.
It is, I reckon. I reckon it's the same thing. I'm not for sure, but we called it coal oil back then. Now they call it kerosene.
And
I think that's the same thing.
Yeah, I just wondered if you have a. No, if you're looking for somebody that's lost, I don't know, and there's no electricity, somebody will get coal
lanterns
and
torches.
Okay, is there a special term